Great Expectations story in brief. Peep meets a convict. Little Peep had been left an orphan when he was a small boy, and his sister, much older than he, had groundingly reared him in her cottage. Peep's brother-in-law, Joe Gargery, on the other hand, was kind and loving to the boy. In the Mars country where he lived with his sister and Joe, Peep wandered alone. One day, he was accosted by a wild-looking stranger who demanded that Peep secretly bring him some food. A request which Peep feared to deny, the stranger, an escaped prisoner, asked Peep to bring him a file to cut the iron chain that bound his leg. When Peep returned to the man with a fork fee and file, he saw another mysterious figure in the mars. After a desperate struggle with the escaped prisoner, the stranger escaped into the fog. The man Peep had added was later apprehended. He promised Peep he would somehow repay the boy for helping him. Peep goes to Miss Havisham's house, meets Estella. Mrs. Joe sent Peep to the large mansion of the strange Miss Havisham upon that lady's request. Miss Havisham lived in a gloomy locked house where all clocks had been stopped on the day her bridegroom failed to appear for the wedding ceremony. Soon often, dressed in her bridal robes, a wedding breakfast modeled on the table in an unused room. There, Peep went every day to entertain the old lady and a beautiful young girl named Estella, who delighted in tormenting the shy boy. Miss Havisham enjoyed watching the two children together, and she encouraged Estella in her haughty teasing of Peep. Unexpected chance to go to London, dreams of becoming a gentleman. Living in a grim atmosphere of Joe's blacksmith shop and uneducated poverty of his sister's home, Peep was eager to learn. One day, a London solicitor named Jaggers presented him with the opportunity to go to London and become a gentleman. Both Peep and Joe accepted the proposal. Peep imagined that his kind sponsor was Miss Havisham herself. Perhaps he wanted to make a gentleman out of him. He would be fit someday to marry Estella. In London, Peep found a small apartment set up for him and for living companion. He had a young relative of Miss Havisham, Herbert Pocket. When Peep needed money, he was instructed to go to Mr. Jaggers. Although Peep pleaded with the lawyer to disclose the name of the benefactor, Jaggers advised the eager young man not to make inquiries, for when the proper time arrived, Peep's benefactor would make himself known. Joe's visit to London and Peep's visit to Miss Havisham, mystery of benefactor continues. Soon Peep became one of a small group of London dandies, among them a disagreeable person named Bentley Dumble. Joe Gregory came to visit Peep, much to Peep's disturbance. For by now he had outgrown his ritual background and he was ashamed of Joe's manners. But Herbert Pocket cheerfully helped Peep to entertain the uncomfortable Joe in their apartment. Finally, Joe loved Peep very much, and after he had gone, Peep very much felt ashamed of himself. Joe had brought a word that Miss Havisham wanted to see the young man, and Peep returned his brother-in-law. Miss Havisham and Estella marked the changes in Peep. When Estella had left Peep alone with the old lady, she told him he must fall in love with the beautiful girl. She also said it was time for Estella to come to London, and she wished Peep to meet her adopted daughter when she arrived. This request made Peep feel more certain that he had been sent to London by Miss Havisham to be groomed to marry Estella. Estella comes to London. Estella had not been in London also long before she had been his sweetest. Of all the men who had courted her, she seemed to favor Bennett Drumple. Peep saw Estella frequently, although she treated him kindly and with friendship. He knew she didn't return his love. Peep's benefactor revealed mystery of Miss Havisham's unfaithful lover solved. On his 21st birthday, Peep received a caller, the man whom Peep had helped in the Mars many years before. Ugly and coarse, he told Peep it was he who had been financing Peep ever since he had come to London. At first, the boy was horrified to discover he owed so much to this crude ex-criminal Abel McWhizz. He told Pip that he had been sent to the colonies when he had grown rich. Now he had wanted Pip to enjoy all the privileges he had been denied in life. And he had returned to England to see the boy to whom he had tried to be the second father. He wanted Pip that he was in danger should his presence be discovered, for it was death for the prisoner to return to England. Once he had been sent to a convict colony, Pip distrusted his plight. Now he realized Miss Havisham had nothing to do with these great expectations in life. But he was too conscious of his debt to consider abandoning the man whose person he disliked. He determined to do everything in his power to please his benefactor. Magwitch was using the name Provis to hide his identity. Provis told Pip furthermore that the man with whom Pip had sent him struggling long ago in the marsh was his enemy. Compassion, who had vowed to destroy him, Herbert Pocket, who was a distant cousin of Miss Havisham, told Pip that the lover who had betrayed her on the day of the wedding was named Arthur Compassion. Miss Havisham's revenge and her death in the fire. Pip went to see Miss Havisham to denounce her for having allowed him to believe she was helping him. On his arrival, he was informed that Estella was to marry Bentley Drummle. Since Miss Havisham had suffered at the hands of unfaithless man, she had reared Estella to inflict as much hurt as possible upon the many men who loved her. Estella reminded Pip that she had warned him not to fall in love with her, for she had no compassion for any human being. Pip returned once more to visit Miss Havisham after Estella had married. An accident started a fire in the old dust-filled mansion, and although Pip tried to save the old woman, she died in the blaze that also badly damaged her gloomy house. Further revelations, plots and counterplots, deaths of Compassion and Provis. From Provis' story of his association with Compassion and from other evidence, Pip had learned that Provis was Ostella's father, but he didn't reveal his discovery to anyone but Jagger, whose housekeeper evidently was Estella's mother. Pip had learned also that Compassion was in London and plotting to kill Provis in order to protect the man who had become a foster father to him. Pip, with the help of Herbert Pocket, arranged to smuggle Provis across the Channel to France. There Pip intended to join the old man. Elaborate and secretive as their plans were, Compassion managed to overtake them as they were putting Provis on the boat. The two enemies fought one last battle in the water, and Provis killed his enemy. He was taken to jail. There he died before he could be brought to trial. Pip is wiser. When Pip fell ill shortly afterwards, Joe Gargery, who came to nurse him, old and wiser, from his many experience, Pip realized that he need no longer be ashamed of the kind of man who had given so much love to him when he was a boy. His sister Mrs. Joe had died, and Joe had married again. This time BD and was very happy. Pip returned to the blacksmith's home to stay while they were still desolate and unhappy because of his lost Estella. Later, Herbert Pocket and Pip set up business together in London, hopes of happy marriage with Estella. 11 years passed before Pip went to see Joe Gargery again. Curiosity led Pip to the side of Miss Havisham's former mansion. There he found Estella, now a widow, wandering over the grounds. During the course of the years, she had lost her cool aloofness and had softened a great deal. She told Pip she had thought of him often. Pip was able to foresee that perhaps and Estella would never have to part again. The childhood friends worked hand in hand from the place which had once played such an enormous part in both their lives.